everyone. We are back for another week of Life with Sarah and Heidi, Courageous Living Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. This week, we are talking more about change because that is what this season is all about. Season 3 of our podcast is about change. And this week, we were just kind of talking about it and how we have had so many clients recently, I mean, as well as ourselves too, because again, life with, we'll share our stories too. But we've been talking about how change can also be affected by our people pleasing and not being our authentic self. And we kind of came to the conclusion that the most significant change comes when you give yourself permission to be your authentic self. So we have a few stories that we're going to share about that. Heidi, do you want to share a story that you were mentioning earlier? These are so, all these stories are so good. I can't wait to share them with you because we just want you guys to see how you do not have to stay in where you are to please someone else, because then you're not being your authentic self. Matter of fact, you're a liar. If you're a people pleaser, you are a liar because you're not being authentic to yourself. You're not being true to yourself. And so that's why these stories are so powerful, because I think a lot of people can relate. I can certainly relate it to wanting to do something because somebody said I should, or that they expected me to, or they know my passions and my desires. And if I don't choose this path that goes along with these passions and desires, then I'm wrong or whatever. And it makes me feel like I should do those things. But if I did, I wouldn't be myself. So Heidi, do you have any that you want to kick this off with? Any stories you want to share?
Sure. I've got a couple of different stories. The first one that I want to share is, I had a client of mine who was engaged and excited to move forward in their relationship with their fiance. And the fiance said all the right things. He said, you know, I love you. I can't wait to build a future together. Talked about all the things, and everything seemed to be in alignment, their financial goals. And then out of nowhere, he just started pulling away and started sabotaging the relationship. It was discovered because she had come across a text message that had come in, and she had seen on his phone, because it was sitting in front of her, she wasn't looking or anything, but found out he was bisexual. And it was something he had not told anybody about. It was a secret life that he had been living. His family didn't know, his friends didn't know, just the people he was involved with knew. It was devastating to the relationship because he didn't give himself permission to express that and own it. And we understand, we're not saying that it's not hard to share that kind of deep feelings with other people, but it impeded the progression of that relationship. And ultimately, the reason he started tanking that relationship is because he didn't want to give up that part of his life.
For her, fidelity is fidelity regardless of who you're attracted to. And the fact he still wanted to pursue relationships outside of theirs was something that came as a surprise to her and wasn't something that she wanted for herself. If he had had the courage to express who he was before they got engaged,
it would have saved a lot of heartache and a lot of pain. And ultimately, he's still living that lifestyle, but now they're broken up. And it's just really heartbreaking because when you own stuff like that, people can make decisions and can actually show the highest form of acceptance of you. But when you don't share that, then you're cutting people off from that opportunity.
Yeah, and preventing growth and change within oneself.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? I mean, now for his fiance, you know, he wanted to continue still living that lifestyle, which would be an open relationship. And that wasn't okay with her. There are some people who are fine being in polyamorous relationships. There are people who'd be fine with that. She wasn't. But he was going to lose that relationship anyway. He was either going to lose it from self-sabotaging or lose it because of the truth. But at least if you're living in truth, everybody gets to live in peace, respect, and can make the best choices for themselves and healthy choices for themselves.
Yeah, and that's interesting because your client, like, if so, I assume she left the relationship. So if she left the relationship, she was making a change that was for herself. That was very difficult because I'm sure she loved him. I'm sure that was, you know, somebody she saw her life with, but her being authentic to herself, that's such a great example because she was being authentic to herself and not trying to please her partner, please him, even though he's living a lifestyle that doesn't match up with her values. And so I think that's beautiful that she was able to do that. I'm sure it took some work, but I love that she was able to say to herself, you know what, I'm worth more than this relationship at this moment. This is a change that I need to make for myself, even though it's hard, and I get to be authentic. Glad he's authentic now and can share this, but he only shared it because she found it, right? And so had she not found it, that's another thing too, is like, then what, you know, that would have probably ultimately come up, which is why we always are pressing people to just be themselves. Even if there's some news that's hard to share, like share it, because otherwise you're just trying to please someone else. She could have stayed and been like, well, I don't want to lose him. I just want to please him, make him happy. And she would have been miserable. So that's one thing that we're talking about here today, is just like, you can't stay in something or stay with something when it's so miserable and you're just not on the same page because you're not being true to yourself. You're only pleasing them. And in the end, you're hurting you. It doesn't help the relationship at all. So I think that's wonderful that they were able to separate, that she was able to separate and be like, look, this is not good enough for me. I need to make a change to make this better for myself. That's a great example. So let me think. I have a couple of examples too. A lot of them, you know, with my clients, it's mostly like work and school type changes. There are relationship changes like that as well with the people pleasing thing. But I think the one that has stood out the most is I work with a lot of young adults and teens, and quite a few high schoolers and first year college students. And there is such a pressure to go to the right school, to stay in your major, to go straight after high school, straight into college, do what your parents want you to do, be in a career field that your parents or your family want you to be in. Everybody at school is talking about going to college, and there's so much pressure on these kids. And one in particular, actually this happened with two of them, but this one in particular that comes to mind is she had been taught all her life, or not taught, but told all her life, you're going to be something. You're so smart. You're going to go to the best college. You're going to be, you know, a doctor, whatever it was. And so that's the message and the story she was told over and over and over again all growing up. And so by the time she got to high school a few years ago, she went down that path, took all the courses, some courses that, you know, she could take credit for in college and all that. And so once she got there, she went to college and she's miserable already. And it's like, well, didn't you want to go? Like, wasn't this the point? You wanted to go to college. You wanted to go be a doctor. You chose this. Yes. And she's like, well, actually, I don't think I did. I think I felt like I needed to do it. And I felt like if I said no, that I don't want to do this, that I would be disappointing everyone. And so my question was, well, How do you know? How do you know if you would have been disappointing? Did you ask someone if they'd be disappointed if you quit or if you didn't go or whatever? And it's like, no, because that wasn't even a thought. It was, this is what I do because I want to make everybody around me happy because they think that I am this person that I'm not. I actually want to go and cut hair for a living. You know, like she decided this is something else I want to do. And I don't know if that's what it was. It was something along those lines. But anyway, she decided that, no, this is actually my passion. It has been for as long as I can remember. And so that's what we do to ourselves. And the only person miserable was her. Nobody else cares. She didn't even talk to any of those people anymore. And so, and you know, family doesn't care. They're like, hey, do what you want to do. Why are you going to the school and making yourself miserable when you're not even, that's not even what you want to do with your life. So you're going to go and spend all this money and time, get this degree. And then what? Just have it on your wall and you're still miserable and nobody still cares what you're doing with your life. Like they just want you to be happy. So you're really putting all this pressure on you. Nobody else is putting this pressure on you. So it's like you said earlier, give yourself permission to make your own decision, mm-hmm. to fight for yourself and what you want. Now, I also understand that there are cultural issues here as well, because I talk to people in all different cultures, and there is a cultural thing in some cultures that are like, no, this is what we do. We are a family of doctors. You will go do this. And then that's the decision that they have to make on whether they're going to do that or not, but it will disrupt the family because that is their expectation. But again, that's what coaching is for. And that's what we do is help people walk through that. But for them, it's not an option. They are going to be miserable, but they're going to do it anyway, because that's the expectation of the family and the culture. And so that's a whole other set of things to work through. But I'm talking about the people that it's like, you do have a decision, you can make your choice, and it will all be okay. So this client decided, okay, you know what? I think I am going to be done. I am wasting money. I am wasting time. I don't even have time to think about what I want to do. And I'm not being real to myself, and I'm miserable, and I hate what I'm doing. I hate myself. I'm not okay. And so she decided to make that choice of withdrawing. And it was like this huge weight was lifted. And now she's free to figure out what she wants, who she is. She also discovered nobody's mad at her. People were shocked, but they weren't mad at her. They were just curious. And I'm like, let them be curious. It's okay. They don't have to live your life. If they're mad, they don't have to live your life. You have to live your life. And so I think that was so interesting that for all those years, she people pleased her way through life to where she didn't even know who she was or what she wanted. And now it's like the skies opened up and she's like, oh my gosh, I can do anything I want. And these are a list of 20 things I want to do with my life. I'm like, that's beautiful. Where was that list? She's like, I didn't even know I had this in me. So when you can change and give yourself permission to explore who you are, what you really want, and decide to change, yes, it's scary, but when you do, you might see something amazing on the other side, like my client did, and like your client did. She saw something amazing in the freedom of her life, your client, where she was open to new relationships that didn't match her values, that were exactly who she wanted to be with. So changing that, giving yourself permission, that opens up so much more possibility. And there may be seasons where it doesn't. There may be seasons where that change leads to something devastating or terrible. But you know what? I always, and I know Heidi does too, we always look at that as like, hey, you know what? Yeah, that's terrible. That sucks. Let's let it suck for a minute, but let's grow from it too. Let's learn something from it. What did we learn that we do or don't want to do again next time? Because that change after that still can open up a world of possibility. So that was just my little story that came up this past couple of weeks.
I love that you shared that. I think there are a lot of people who go through that. And that's, you know, really important for us to look at our beliefs and why we believe what we do, because it impacts so much. Is it really what we believe, or are we products of what we've been conditioned to believe? And in the case with your client, she was conditioned to believe that that was the only way for her to be successful and to be happy. That was the next step because that's what she was conditioned to believe and understand. In the situation of my client, her fiance was conditioned to believe that nobody would accept him if he was authentic about his preferences, and also stuck because of his beliefs that nobody would be accepting of him, including her, if he told her. And so, and even though, their values didn't match on that, that's okay. But at least as they navigate through the relationship or ending the relationship, it can be done with grace, it can be done with honesty, and it can be done with respect. And obviously any breakup is going to be hurtful, but it's twice as hurtful and shameful when there's secrets and you continue to waste time because you're not being who you really are. You can't build a future with somebody based on a lie. I like how you said that earlier, that not being authentic is being a liar. And it also made me think about, I have another client I was talking to, and I'm finding a lot of this, this beautiful client of mine, she's a Christian woman, and especially with the world today putting so many pressures on Christianity and what a Christian should look like. You should be loving, you should be accepting, you should turn the other cheek, you should forgive 70 times 7 or whatever. Well, she was in a situation with an abusive, toxic ex-husband, and ever since they've been divorced, he continues to take her to court and in trying to fight for custody of the kids and making changes and everything to thwart, like a monkey wrench into counseling, anything that you can think of, he will file a claim to go back to court. And he'll play nice and be kind and be like, yes, let's work on this together. And she falls into that false sense of hope of, okay, maybe this time he'll actually mean it. And then he ends up serving her twice that week for two new lawsuits. Now, this has been going on for like several years. And the thing that she's wrestled with is this thing within her, because on the one hand, as she identifies as this Christian woman, she's supposed to forgive and she, you know, needs to give him the benefit of the doubt in her mind. But then she always pays for it. And then she feels betrayal from her ex because he's not keeping his word, but also feeling like God's betraying her too because she's trying to live his principles. And so we were talking about that. And really, you know, when we looked at it, now past behavior is a good predictor, future behaviors. I said, has there ever been a situation where he hasn't lied? No. Okay. So if there's never been a time when he hasn't betrayed that trust, then whose trust are you betraying by giving him another opportunity?
Oh, that's good.
You're betraying your own trust. And part of the reason that this is so painful for you is because your heart of hearts and spirit knows it. And there's that conflict between being nice and being a good Christian and drawing a boundary. And at this moment, I encouraged her. I said, I want you to give yourself permission to draw a boundary. Because the other thing is, you know, God tells us that he wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. We need to love ourselves first, and then we can love our neighbors. And you're not loving yourself by not drawing that boundary. And even though we're supposed to forgive 70 times 7, God doesn't say, you know, I want you to go into to deficit because you do it. He doesn't say, I want you to continue to be abused. You can forgive him and draw that boundary and be true to you and still be a good Christian.
Yeah.
And so shifting our beliefs. So setting boundaries, you can change your beliefs about that. And when she thought about it, she goes, no, you're right. And so sometimes we have to give ourselves permission to fight and for our best interest.
Yes.
And since she did that, the huge weight has been lifted off her shoulders, and realizing that giving herself that permission to defend herself still enabled her to be a good Christian. She just took away that expectation that things would change. And because she took away that expectation, now when things happen, she doesn't feel that sense of betrayal towards herself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That I'm sitting here writing notes because I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about this and this and this. Okay. Wow. Okay. That's so beautiful. I love that. It actually, that story made me think of, I just went to a conference a week or two ago, and the speaker, she said that it's like you were saying, she had to make a boundary for herself. She had to be able to set the expectations for her own sense of well-being and her own mental health, honestly. But the speaker that I was listening to, she said, you are the most important person in the room. And so when you were saying that about her and teaching her, you know, you are the most important person here in this room. And I know people are going to be like, no, your kids are, no, your spouse is, or, no, actually you are, because if you don't put yourself as a priority and you set these boundaries and expectations for yourself, then you cannot make the best decisions for you or your family. You have to be the most important person in the room. Obviously, faith-filled people, Christ followers, God is the most important person for us, for those groups, but we also are, you know, important, the important person in the room, because you've got to be able to draw those boundaries, like you said, do the forgiveness on your terms when you're ready, and stop the people pleasing. You have to stop the people pleasing, because if you are people pleasing, it's the other person that's the most important person in the room. And that doesn't bring change. That doesn't bring growth. That just sets you so far behind where you really want to be in your life. And if you have children, they see that too. And they start prioritizing themselves last as well. And that is just not, that is not helping them to learn to set their own boundaries and to gain strength from their trials and make the best decisions for themselves and their lives. Like, it stops that chain reaction of putting yourself last. So I love that. I love that you shared that story. That is brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. And I like what you just shared. You're right. Once we start making those changes, we're setting that example for future generations, and we can't help them set boundaries if we're not setting boundaries, and we don't want them to be stuck like we've been stuck.
Yeah, we don't want to be hypocrites. Hey, you set a boundary for you, but I'm not going to. We're not doing that. That is not what we're teaching here. All right. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up this episode here?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered a lot. I just to reiterate, I guess, that true change can happen when we are willing to give ourselves permission to be our authentic selves, and we can live in greater joy, peace, feel empowered when we do. And so what are you willing to give up that maybe you feel pressured by other people? I worded that totally terribly.
No, it's true. What are you willing to give up so that you can gain some more independence, peace, joy, calm, security? Like, you bring all those things to yourself, but you have to be willing to give up, in the case of what we were talking about today with our clients, people pleasing.
Correct.
You've got to give up people pleasing. You're the most important person in that room. Show yourself that love and respect. Start making changes. It's what this season's all about. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. We cannot wait to talk to you next week.